Why water baptism, part 43. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Jehovah's in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. That's on a plus 27 code. Or just go to my website, https://Jaffa, not a J, a Y, yahvah.co.za, all small letters continuing. This is the first time that you will participate in the study. You are most welcome. But I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed a massive lot of information that you need to catch up first. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notifications of all the other studies what you're busy with, and especially our TikTok messages, which is just flooding the world on the moment. Share this link with your friends and family. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible pen and writing pad ready. Should you have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, then you use that perfectly. I trust that this study will be a real blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this morning's study will be a real blessing. We're still busy with water baptism. Now I'm going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. This study also proved that according to the 1611 King James Bible, not once were any children ever baptized or immersed. Yes, after, let me just come back to it. According to the Bible, never did it happen. Never. But from 34 AY after Yahushua, 34 years after Yahushua, the Roman Catholic Church brought the sacrament of baby baptism or christening. It was never part of Yahushua's ministry. Instead, when the mothers bore the children, Yahushua said, hinder them not, because the kingdom of Jaffa, his father, belongs to them. So what does it mean? They already have eternal life. Should they die, they will just inherit heaven. It's not like the Roman Catholic handbook which I have, Christ Among Us. It's the handbook which from the Catholic priest learn. And there it says there are two special heavens. One for the christening babies, which is nearer to God, and one for the babies which are not christened, which is further away from God, as they put it. So there is a privilege for the children who are baptized or christened, because God is going to draw them near. But the ones that's not, he's going to sort of reject them. It's an unbiblical statement. But we already know that the Roman Catholic Church is not a church, it's a cult that was created in 34 AD. And so became children in baptism became part of the sacraments of the Roman Catholic Church in 34 AD. And then in the time of Protestantism, in the 16th century, when Protestantism exist, which the Roman Catholic had a total hand in it, and in the creation of the 1611 King James Bible, the Catholics brought the theology of child or infant baptism, and that's why you find it is practiced in most of the traditional churches, especially in South Africa. There are churches that just practice baby immersing, child christening, infant christening. Because you can't baptize a child. You can't immerse him. He will drown it. So where did he become part of it? 34 AY, after Yahushua. And it exists until today. The question is, what if I were baptized according to Acts 2, verse 36 to 41, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins? What happens? I asked a question, I think it was on Monday, and I said that we will discuss it later on. To fully understand, we first need to know how the following names came into existence. The name God. Well, actually, if we start off between 100 and 127 AY, after Yahushua, where the four Gospels was created, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll find that the name, according to the ancient Hebrew scripts, that the name Yaffa was changed to Kyrios or Theos, which is Greek names, which is referring to Nimrod, the sun god, Ra, the Egyptian god, Zeus, the Greek god, and then Isis, the sun, they're all sun gods. They're all sun gods. So the name Kyrios and Theos were Greek gods. And that's the names that they used, because they wiped out the name Yaffa, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh by translating the four Gospels. So how did the name God exist? Well, in short, we know it as Theos and Kyrios. The name Lord, how did that come to in existence? Well, very easy. Theos and Kyrios refers to God, and in the 16th century in English, God becomes Lord. So Lord and God in the 1611 King James Bible is referring to the same creator of heaven and earth, while it is not his titles or his names, because he is Yahushua, according to the ancient Hebrew alphabet, from right to left, Yod, Aleph, Hay, Faf, Aleph, Hay. Six letters. The tetragrammatons, only four letters. It needs two A's or Alephs. Yod, Hay, Vav, Hay is not a name. It's just four letters called the tetragrammaton. And that's why it is very important for you to do the study. Go on the internet, look at the study. What is your God's name? We're actually working through it right now. So there's two letters that needed to be added by the high priest. Yod Aleph, Hay Faf Aleph, Hay. Yaffa in English, Afrikaans, German. You can call it what you, the same name, Hebrew, Yaffa. Yaffa. So it's not Lord or God. Lord and God is Greek names. The name Yahweh. In the 1611 King James Bible, they came with the name Yahweh especially in the New King James Bible. The Westcott and Knott translation of the New Greek, New Testament, which was translated from the codexes, Codex Sinaiticus, Codex Sudagartus, Codex Alexandrus, Codex Leningradus, Codex Sinaiticus, that's your five codexes, which means it's corrupt. It was corrupt in such a way that the Catholics wouldn't even use it. And then Westcott and Knott rediscovered it in a convent, in the convents and in the churches. And then they use those corrupted text, the codexes, which from they created it, the Nestle Aland text. See, this is my speciality. This is eschatology, which is my speciality, for 56 years. And then they translated it, the New Greek New Testament, which became the foundation text for all of the other creations of Bibles, English Bibles, from 1881, where the New King James was written and created, and all the names were changed. And there you will find the name Jehovah with a J. With a J. Isn't that funny? There was never a letter J, so you couldn't write the name Jesus. You couldn't even write the name Jehovah or the name Yahweh. Now lately they changed the name Yahweh to a W, to a Y, and not just a J. So from the corrupted text of the Westcott and Hort text, after the New King James, came about 300 other English Bibles. The International Standard Version, the Living Word, the Jehovah Witness Bible, and so we can just carry on. About 300 different Bibles in English. Never ever did they ever used the Desiderius Erasmus Byzantine text, or text which came from the Byzantine text, which were called the Tectus Receptus text, Desiderius Erasmus text. The 1522 text were called the Byzantine text. If there were no Desiderius Erasmus with the Byzantine text, or the Tectus Receptus text, which originate from the Byzantine text, the 2nd century Greek text, there would have never been a Reformation. Ever. There wouldn't have been. Because the Bible, the text that Desiderius Erasmus created from the original text, the Byzantine text, became the foundation of Protestantism. The name Holy Spirit never exists until the 16th century. In terms of, well, let me just come back. It was translated into the 1611 King James Bible because it's part of the Roman Catholic titles which they were using for the last 1,500 years, Holy Spirit. So they never referred to Jesus, the Catholics, for the 1,500 years from 34 AD up to 1530 when Protestantism was created or start to exist. For the Father, Yaffa, they used the word Kyrios or Theos. For the Son, which were Yafashua, they used the name Isis, which is still the Sun God, Nimrod Razias, Isis. And they used the name Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. A ghost is a spook, right? So, something that walks around that you feel, and suddenly you see a body or a figure or something. I don't believe in it, but let's come back to it. So on the end of the day, these things were all added to the 1611 King James Bible. And it became church dogma. It became church theology. It became scripture theology, which was created by the Roman Catholic Church. And today people won't part with it, because it's part of their DNA. The theology that was, which were emphasized and which were cemented in our soul's dimension, not our hearts, our minds. And to get that out is so difficult because people won't let go. But I say facts will speak for itself. And that's why I don't preach, I teach. That's why I sit and teach. I don't jump around and run around. I give you the facts, you will decide whether it's scripture or not. Because the decision that you're going to make is a decision you will make. I won't make it for you. But you will never ever say unto the Father, I never knew. Because these messages, these revelation word messages, will testify against you. So, understanding how all these Greek pagan names came into existence, we need to understand what the angel said to Mary or Miriam. We're going to stop just here. Tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, we're going to continue. Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.